Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Abu Tam. I'm the American fundamentalist. America first. Like Stephen Decatur said, my country, right or wrong, my country. And I want to pay a tribute tonight to all who were in the service, And that includes cops, firemen, mailmen. Nobody ever pays tribute to the mailman. It's unbelievable. It's really sad. We've got a handful of people protecting 320 million that we know about, Americans. We don't have enough on the job. We need more. No cop should work alone. Not today. Obama has turned the United States into a war zone. He has divided the country. He has had 7 years to split us up. And where is he? He's in Hawaii, just in case we get nuked over the holidays. Unbelievable. Worst president I ever saw. A phone call coming in is from a guy I know. He's upset with Trump. I can't take the call. I can't take it. He's consumed with Trump. He's a good guy. He's a big anti-communist. I don't know if you can hear that. So, I'm going to give you another tune while I listen to what he has to say. I'm going to give you a song sung by Black Americans. You know who they are? They're a minority today. Most of them are being controlled by the party of death, and they've forgotten about their country. Their party of death has convinced them they don't belong here, or we don't belong here. So let me give you White Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, but then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I
Okay, we're back. Today is a Sunday, the 20th of December. In 4 days, I hope to go to Midnight Mass and celebrate the birth of baby Jesus. It's an old tradition. It's 2,000 years old. It started when he was born. The sidetrackers will tell you, we really don't know exactly when he was born. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We really don't know if he was crucified, died, and was buried and rose again. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I used to joke that the reason they call it the Holy Land is all the atheists are out there digging up grave sites looking for Jesus and his mother and the prophet Muhammad and Elijah. Yeah. And they thought they, CNN thought they had a scoop. They thought they found Muhammad. And when they went to the dig site, it was a yellow cab buried outside a Nazareth disco. And when they pulled it up, there was a body inside, and the wallet said Muhammad. The hack license said Muhammad. Yeah, it doesn't matter. If there's life after death and you don't believe it, it doesn't matter. If you do believe it, it matters. It matters. I say heaven is you'll be with all the people that you loved. And hell is you'll be with all the people that you hated. Isn't that justice? So stay on the good side. Don't walk on the dark side of the moon. Stay on the bright side. So my title tonight is Let the Trumpet Sound. Baby Jesus is coming. I was going to do a Donald Trump plug. That's why I have Trumpets commercial by Microsoft. And it was about Christmas. And it was so nice. It had nice lighting and had people. And I knew the words of the song that Microsoft was singing. So I sang along. And then I heard some communist crap and no God. The tune was Let There Be Peace on Earth, which I just played for you. And the Microsoft communist had edited out the best. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. They took it out. These are the same people who want to take under God out of the pledge. These are the same people that want to take In God We Trust off the money. And they even want to take Thomas Jefferson off a $10 bill. Madonna on there. If they could get away with it, they would. So now major corporations are redesigning truth and committing subtle sabotage. You know what subtle sabotage is? A good example is Fox News. 60 days before the first debate, they started to cast aspersions on Donald Trump. And they cheapened his image and they poo-pooed him. And they would make little asides and guffaws, like, you know, he's yesterday's news. So Donald showed up at the first debate, and they were all ready for him. Now they were getting serious. They had to kneecap him for Bush, 3% Bush. So they led off with Chris Wallace, Megan Behar Kelly, and Brett Baer. Brett Baer, they went into the routine. Promise me you'll never defy the rhinos. And when you assign a pledge to that. But the rhinos didn't give Trump a pledge. that they wouldn't stab him in the back. No, it was a one-way street. That's why I say rhinos are demo camos in drag. Because there's only one party today. It's the Democrat Party. So now major corporations are redesigning the truth and committing subtle sabotage. And they're editing our freedom. I don't want to be ruled by Obama bin Laden, Bill Gates, or Jeffrey Suckerface. I like individual freedom. I'm not a goose being prepped for good pate. I want my God and country back. This Thursday at midnight mass, all the ancient religious rituals will be welcome. We'll welcome in a baby. Once again, he will be born for us to save us. 33 years later, his journey will begin to go to a heaven we also hope to end up in. One political party, the Democrat Party, has already removed God from their platform. At their last convention, they shouted, "Remove him. Give us Barabbas," they shouted. "And let him take his commandments with him." They made three passes to try and keep him, but the majority of the party said he has to go. So on the third vote, they lied and said the majority says he can stay. And the majority said, "No, we didn't. He has to go." And that's how they got over on the American people. And that's how they've been getting over on us for years. No way to treat one who loves us. Time to draw close to God. So having said that, I found a tune that's a love song. And you can make it a love song about you and Jesus, or about you and your wife and your girlfriend. It's really a nice love song.
No.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to read you this. I just found, I got it on one of my emails. This is from the Tea Party Command Center. I support the Tea Party. I have my own party, which is the Spirit of America Party, and I deliberately started my own party because I did not want anybody saying that, they're guilty by association because this guy is crazy. So I said, instead of me causing problems for anybody, I have a party of one, and it's the Spirit of America Party. And I had a website, but I got to build a new one. I got to build a new one because it got too expensive and I had to shut it down for a while. And, of course, the people at Earthlink told me I could just turn the light on whenever I came back. And when I came back, they said, well, your stuff is gone. But that's life, you know. Life is a computer glitch. And one day you'll be glitched. So I did a book, the Spirit of America Party book, and I vented. Instead of yelling at the TV, I said, let me make some money. And I did 14 chapters. And I put them in the book in the order of their importance. You know what the most important chapter is? Chapter one, drugs suck. It's killing all our kids. Nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody's got a skeleton in the closet. Everybody's affected by drugs. Everybody. Nobody escapes the wrath of drugs. Nobody. You got ADT at your house? That's because of drugs. You got gates on your store? That's because of drugs. You got a burglar alarm? That's because of drugs. And here we got a government that's selling them. And just like global warming, they're telling you medical marijuana is good for you. You can light it up. You can put it in your lungs. You can keep your mouth closed for half an hour. And you're not polluting. Did you ever hear people say, they know that the next door neighbor's doing drugs because you can smell the stink? It's a stinky drug. Yeah. And then you got the jerks that tell you it's not a gateway drug. All drugs are gateway drugs. All habits are gateway habits. So here's the news. Trump calls out the liars and deceivers. This is posted by the national director. Her name is Dee. And man, she must work day and night because she pumps out a lot of information. So, and I also blog on my responses, and she's got a nice blog site. Even pictures come up that you put on there. Not like being monitored by Jeffrey Suckerface, who tells you, we're going to analyze what you said, and we'll get back to you. I got a picture of Trump pointing his finger. There is no such thing as a conservative in the Senate. I said that. I've come to realize there's only one party. It's the Democrat Party. All the rest are ladies in waiting. There is no such thing as a conservative in the Senate, nor the Congress. Conservatism, Jimmy from Brooklyn says, there is no such thing as conservatism anymore because a real conservative is an anti-communist. And these people don't even talk. They think Ronald Reagan won the Cold War. Can't admit that he didn't. Conservationism, conservatism in action and or deed has become as extinct as the dinosaur. There is no such thing as a Republican, no such thing as a Democrat. What America is looking at square in the face is the new establishment elite, who use terms and labels with political correct definitions, and the sheep will decide which label best suits what they believe and obediently get in that particular line. This isn't a new thing. It's been taking place for some time. It is just that now and long overdue, something huge is taking place. It's called Trump. I got to do a... I gotta get a drink. I'm going to play you a nice tune. Joke when we compare notes in the mass, in the ceremony of the mass, there comes a time when the priest invites everybody
to shake hands and say, a peace be with you. And we always joke about if you're in an Irish church, they just look at you and they go, it's okay. And if you're, my daughter goes to a Polish church and they're the same, you know, they go, hello. Yeah, no, it's all right. I got a cold. But you go to a Latino church, man, they're hugging, they're kissing. Different cultures. Not everybody's the same. Okay. Back to El Trumbo. What America is looking for is looking at square in the face is the new establishment elite who use terms and labels. It has been taking place for a long time, and now it's overdue. Something huge is taking place. It's called Trump. Who's the only one that's going to make a difference? All the rest are going to give you the SOS. Trump has taken the average American by the hand and exposed how politics works, how votes are cast by politicians for their donors, who are the great merchants of the earth. He has shown us by opening up the discussion in a loud tone that is far from politically correct and calling out the liars. He has called out the liars on the issues Americans have raised over and over again. The saddest words you will ever hear is, I'll get him in 4 years. Why wait 4 years? Get him now. The Donald is exposing the political puppets who ignore and or coddle their supporters with rhetoric to deceitfully explain away their betrayal as to why their hands are tied. All the while voting the will of their puppet masters. They are political whores who have sold their souls for money, recognition, and power. That is fleeting. One term per termite solves this problem, folks. I don't know why people don't do it. One term per termite. Get your things and get out. Oh, he's indispensable. The cemetery is full of indispensable people. Their loyalty is to their greedy puppet masters. There are a few good people in Washington, but just a few. So while the con artists are lying to get votes, trying to erase their voting history, screaming when they are vetted, and boldly shouting stupid things at the debates as though they are smart, the people are well-educated, street smart, and using their God-given gift. See, everything comes from God. Of common sense. And that's the Marshall Report at World Press. You want to hear what some of the people are saying? It's true. Whatever Trump has done in his lifetime to secure his vast fortune, he is now exposing the Republican Party for their dishonest and anti-American, unprincipled technique of divide and conquer. They're no different than the Democrats. Alongside the liberal progressive Democrat machine. I got to tell you, liberal, left-wing, communist. Right-wingers, pro-American. American nationalists. They remember what things were like. Can you believe that you have lost more freedoms than you realize? Just take, for example, I saw a video of Bush announcing that we were just snookered by Obama bin Laden, who should have been killed by Clinton. But money might have changed hands, and that's why he lived. Hypothetically. And as President Bush, George the Younger, was giving the bad news to the American people, we just lost two buildings in New York City, and Pentagon's got a hole in it, and there was a plane on the way to kill Congress. A lot of people wish that plane had made it. But brave Americans who realized it was now or never got up and tried to take the plane back when they went into the ground in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And Bush was breaking the news to the people. And he said, let's have a moment of silence. That's not the time to have a moment of silence. That's the time to scream to God, help us, we're in trouble. Dear Lord, protect us. You who created the entire universe, of which we know very little, absorb the people we've lost today. Make them feel at home forever. A moment of silence. That's a muzzle. Well, I might offend somebody. Offend them. Give him the moment of silence. A moment of silence. You ever been in a black church, in a gospel church? Do you hear a moment of silence there? Go to the people who know. So is it time to lock and load, says Lyle. Phil says it's true. Whatever Trump has done in his lifetime, he's now exposing the Republican Party. What I didn't expect to happen with the Democrat machine, the vote cheat scheme, was to have the Republican Party join in. There's only one party. That's what I get a kick out of when the rhino rats, forced Trump to sign an agreement that he would not start a third party. That's null and void, because he could start a second one. He didn't sign not to start a second one. What I didn't expect to happen was the Republican Party to join in. They have. It's plain and simple. As the pimple on Hillary's lying witch type nose. If we elect Hillary Clinton president, we deserve everything that comes our way. Both parties are splitting the riches, both political and economic, one term per termite. And the maximum champagne contribution can only be a dollar. What's this? We got to give them billions for TV ads. Give them nothing. Give them a soapbox. Give them a pen and a piece of paper. And Phil says, we the people are the losers. You know, when you see continents like India, large, huge countries like India, like Russia, like China, the one thing you come to realize is that there's enough land and minerals anywhere in the world. God has provided a living for the people. I got to sign off. We'll continue this Monday. Have a nice night, folks. I'll go out with a tune.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help to be. Take my hand, take my whole.